And it isn't a question about overpopulation, but a question on how automatically it is being handled. And with much waste of resources, scientists in the end, in the laboratory, come to replicate what thousands of years of natural observation has already concluded. And not the outer features, but the inward drive is what bring people of different time and space together in their libertarian call. And the main difference between the past and now is that in the past we learned from nature, and today we have the arrogance to teach her. And anything that is born without struggle will lack of creative power. Very sweet and kind citizens, but just part of a very aggressive machine. And rather than cultivating our fields in the forms of networks, we are just letting the big corporation mining the whole of humanity. And unless we find ways to cultivate it, the nature that tells us to hop off the mega machine will be tamed by the later. And our joy is in taking care of several organic processes as it used to be in a more natural setup. And without manifesting our local nature first, evolution will keep on evolving in a centralized superstructure. And the more the rights, the more we come to live in a lifeless spaceship. And the only way to be inclusive and diverse is to get rid of all the careers and salaries of those preaching for the two. And we have the luxury to claim how advanced we got in our civilization only because we found ways to untap resources that will be no longer available. And what we believed first to count everything and now believe to count nothing, hopefully common sense will make count something. And before even considering rewilding, there ought to be a reminding of the human nature. And judgment should be based upon how much of his or her nature one was able to cultivate. And while retaining the work of pioneers, all of the institutional work will have to be, in the end, ditched. And nature itself could regulate the cycles that power so catastrophically attempts to control. And as on a big ball, we have to either keep moving on the earth. And as on a big ball, we either have to keep on moving on the earth so as to keep on top, or have to devise absurd structures so to keep static on it without precipitating. And when the majority decides for a ruling minority, and the ruling minority get rid of all the marginal minorities, conflict erupts. And we want the big power so as to defend or increase or obtain our little power, therefore jeopardizing the all-natural setup. And the more obscene are the requests of the new aristocracy, the more barbarian is the response of the people. And the problem is not in natural circulation per se, but in the way it is boosted or in the way it is prevented. And what is the desire to belong to an establishment when we either way know it is going to collapse? And if there is a syndrome, there is a syndrome of those who have so much been affected by authorities that they come to want more. No matter if a framework is big or small, if a hierarchical and equal authority can be perpetrated within it. And unlike with the current radioactive dominance, even in the most vicious tyranny, purity could have sprung up again. And the idea that we have to leave our local communities in order to work for the centralized society is already in itself disturbing. And only depending on whether we want to be more mortal or immortal, the same machine can make us either more human or more machine-like. No authorities in particular, but it is central governance to be the beach. And more than passive aggressiveness, there is a lot of suspicion about passive aggressiveness that leads to passive aggressiveness. And in the end, it's all a big scheme to get more financial credits in either in the personal framework or the corporate framework or the national framework. And moderation can be only achieved within smaller domains, while in big domains it can only be achieved through a chain of self-denying extremes. And from generation to generation, we carry forward the habit of commanding and getting wasted when we can live our simple lives and be healthy. And in it's all hyper-rationality, it is the middle class that can be hyper-irrational and to be afraid of. And so much is the focus on the corporal that its death becomes our death. And it is paradoxically in the hardest natural environments that humans claim their independence from artificial living. And mediums should be inspirations for us to go somewhere with our own feet rather than vehicles making the journey for us. And only the dedication of few is the rescuing of a human heritage that would be otherwise lost. And there is no such thing as an internal psychosis without an external oppression leading to it. And the skill of the demagogue is to capture the mood of people and perpetrate the back to them in a far more dramatic fashion. And all these great advancements only to better take care of the bourgeoisies and the regimes of dominance over nature. And why not to be enlightened in order to understand the need for a communal type of living and not only adopted as a form of commodity. And the more the machine claims, the less they can accomplish that the human will in its natural determinism can. And ironically, we need power to face power, and this escalates into total war. And in the end, tributes are paid to the states so that they can build infrastructures for the citizens to go and serve its capitalist purposes. And the ideological mainstream gives a very great opportunity in the end for those who don't adhere with it to refine their own personal ideologies. and putting faith in the system, we would have never thought it would have gone so bad, and putting faith on our own selves, we would have never thought it would have gone so good. And the main problem with modernity is that there is too much either or, and never the sort of moderation that a natural society can bring about. And it isn't the people to arrest us, but the medium concentrating them all to our power status. And until the focus stays primarily utilitarian, the machine we are so proud of turns us into its slaves. And only the breaking of barriers can bring life back to the game until new barriers are erected. And the manifestation of our spirituality is like a sun that can burn till eternity, and like a candle that the manifestation of our worldliness can blow off. And if, ethically speaking, the most civilized is the least dominant, practically speaking, it is the most dominant. And ultimately, our persistence in nature is our only salvation. And ultimately, the nihilist movement going to the people was yet another movement of going back to nature, but not as individuals, but as a whole. And given the science is based on physical evidences and cannot speculate on anything uncanny, we are redirecting our evolution into a meaningless pragmatism. And total regimentation means that either way, if anyone wakes up from it, they can hardly communicate it to others, since they are too much regimented. And as long as we think symmetrically, there is going to be a beginning, a middle, and an end, and after that a new symmetry.